out of the heartland. A voice of the people, by the people, and for the people. This is the Jake Merrick Show. On the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning, Oklahoma. You awakened Oklahoma Patriots. Good Friday to you, April 19th. 7:03 a.m., 47 degrees outside, just a little chilly, a little more chilly than yesterday, but I'm just glad it's Friday.
Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Well, we got a full show for you today. We're going to lead off our headlines with some grassroots updates from Rhonda Peterson, leader and founder of the Lion's Den. Then we got Sheriff Tommy Johnson on in just a second for your First Responder Friday. And then former Representative Charles Key will be on to talk about, well, the Oklahoma City bombing. So we take a moment to remember those lost, but then we also consider what actually happened. And so we're going to take a look at all of the details there. First, let's get to these headlines.
Headlines from home with Jake Merrick on Freedom 96.9.
All right. Now, to help us with our headlines today, very special headlines today with Ms. Rhonda Peterson. Welcome to the show, Rhonda.
Good morning. Hi, everyone. Good morning.
Well, the Lion's Den, I love, because we, you know, when I was in office, actually, you and I had several conversations about something that was just burning in your spirit. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, we've got to raise up the Lions. And now it is, man, amazing. You're meeting every week, every Thursday?
No.
How often do y'all meet?
We meet the third Thursday.
Thursday.
Yes.
But it was last night, right?
Yes. Outside of the third Thursday, sometimes we do meet more often, and that depends on the need of the candidate. So we do candidate volunteer work nights.
Right. So you guys are really active right now.
Well, so far, not yet. We just found out who is running, so we got
to
find out.
Kick off.
We need to find out who has needs.
Exactly. So you guys, what happened last night? Just give us an update of like what it looks like on a typical Lion's Den evening.
Okay, last night we invited three candidates. We were able to accommodate for 10 minutes each, so we could hear from Republican candidates that are running for office. We had David Hooten, we had Jonathan Hewitt, and we had Steve
Herberger.
Herberger, thank you so much, because I spelled his name wrong last night. I'm sorry, Steve. but we got to hear from them. We also had keynote speakers that came and talked about important things. The choice, it would be the case against ranked choice voting. And then we had Gaylene Stupich, who came and talked about hand-counting ballots.
Okay.
Another very important thing for people to be
education
educated
integrity,
about.
Right? That's
yes.
what people were thinking about this
yes.
year, is election
yes.
integrity. Huge
yes.
election coming up.
Yes.
But when we say huge election, most people think presidential election.
Yes.
But we know, and I think you know especially well, that how significant these local elections are.
Yes.
And, you know, you actually got a taste of it yourself.
Yes.
And you're promoting all of these candidates, but then you yourself ran for a House district recently. So we yes. talked prior to that, leading into the campaign. I don't think we've talked since then, as far as on the show. So let's recap that. You spend so much time helping candidates on a grassroots level, organizing door knockers, getting out there, and then you became the candidate. What was it like to be on the other side of things?
Well, I'd done so much work with helping as a volunteer that I was able to take all those things and apply it to my campaign, because I was truly grassroots. If you were to look at my ethics reports, you would find that I was severely outspent. I didn't have highly paid political consultants. I did have someone that I used to advise me, to help me prepare me to be a better speaker, I guess, because right. I used to be a little bit afraid to get up in front of people, and
yeah.
I have a lot in my heart, but I was always afraid that I'm going to fumble my words.
Do you see that a lot in your conversations with candidates, that being one of the fears and maybe one of the reasons people don't run even,
yeah.
is that fear?
Yeah, and it was a huge fear for me for a long time, because I was always afraid to get up in front of people, even though I had a lot on my heart and I had a lot to say. I was always afraid that I was going to fumble those words. So that's what I kind of felt like, more like a coach, someone to help me
yeah.
become better at being more confident in speaking in the public.
So take a second and speak to someone out there listening who this time did not put their name on the ballot. They did not sign up because at the last minute they just said, I don't think I can do it. What would you say to someone like that?
I would say, okay, reach out to me at the Lion's Den, and I can try to be able to tell you my experiences, but also let you know that just to start getting up and speaking. Just start speaking, even practicing in front of your mirror if you have to. Talking in front of your mirror. I don't know how many times I tried to do that. But it really did help me to actually, part of my campaign expenditure was to pay someone to help me as, that would be a consultant, right, to try to help me be more confident and not afraid to say what's on my heart and what I truly believed in a public. And I found that, I'll tell you, when I would go speak, my stomach would be in knots. I felt like I was going to, I literally felt like I was going to throw up before I got up in front of everyone. But once I got up there, it was just like, okay. And then I was able to just let it flow what I had
to say. That's good. That's good. Well, here with Lions Den founder Rhonda Peterson, former candidate for House District 39.
Yes.
Rhonda Peterson. So let's dig into some of the details, some of the ugly details of your election, of other elections. You're seeing it as you're helping other candidates. Let me see some of these flyers you brought with you. These are some mailers that were sent out by your opposition. It says, this Tuesday, reject extremist Rhonda Peterson. Extremist. You know, and then on the other side, it says Oklahoma's growth and progress is at risk from extremists like Rhonda Peterson. This election is too important to sit out. Oklahoma's values are at stake. Vote to protect the right to life, good Oklahoma jobs, and family values. Are you opposed to?
Those are all things that I stand for. And it was like, oh, that's a great one. That's a very helpful.
And it's interesting here. They didn't say what you were extreme on. They implied that you were against these things, the right to life, good Oklahoma jobs, and family values, which I can attest to. These are your bedrock moral values that you teach all the time. So, very misleading, very slimy, in my opinion. It says authorized and paid for by 1907 PAC. By the 1907, we got another one here. It says reject out of touch Rhonda Peterson. And then they highlight on this other side, it says a big old bill here. And it says past due. Fiscal responsibility means paying your bills on time. Rhonda Peterson had a lien filed against her from the IRS and filed for bankruptcy. Was that true?
Yes, that was true. It was 25 years ago. We had a pretty significant tragedy in our life.
Yeah.
And that's not someplace anybody wants to have to be.
Yeah.
But it happened. But, you know, I'm just going to tell you, we were able to rise up from all of that pain and just build back our life. And it's been amazing. Like, I think Leslie talked to the last show. When in December, my credit score was 815 in December. I checked last night. Now it's 825. They don't want people to know that, though.
They like the partial truths. They like to highlight something from 25 years ago.
But for something like that to happen in someone's life, there usually is something pretty significant that has happened. And it usually is some type of tragedy that has occurred. And that was the case in my family. And when they talk about this lien, I had a business for 10 years. My own business. I ran a child care business, and I will tell you that there was 1 year when you do those businesses, you have to use a tax person because it's a lot more complicated.
For sure.
One of those years, I had used the wrong tax person that didn't know what the heck he was doing, and I will tell you, and I shouldn't be laughing about it, but I'm just saying, he had. Basically, when it was time to file, we owed more than what we had anticipated in April. Yep. We filed our taxes. We had been paying all year. It wasn't that we didn't pay our taxes. So we just set up. I thought, okay, we'll just make payments. And that's what we did. But the IRS does put a lien on your home during the time you're making those payments. We paid back every single penny. But they don't say anything about
that. No, they
don't
tell that. You know, it's interesting.
But that was 24, 25 years ago. They had to dig back that far to try to smear me.
This is also from the same organization, the 1907 PAC. I was looking at that, and according to rope2.org, that's the Reclaim Oklahoma Parent Empowerment, they do a lot of deep dives into a lot of very different areas, but especially dark money. And that's what we would call these kinds of flyers, right? Is they're coming from a dark money organization that is very hard to track the source of who's behind this, right?
Right.
And that's why they call it dark. And so according to this Reclaim Oklahoma Parent Empowerment, it says, as those of you who have followed my dark money posts know, campaign management professionals camp, it's also known as camp, run by longtime political consultant Found Holland and his partner Matthew Parker, have worked for numerous campaigns over the years here in Oklahoma. Certainly, Mr. Holland and his colleagues have the right to work for anyone they choose here in Oklahoma, but we also have the right to publish information about candidates and their paid consultants. And she goes on to really expose that he's behind these flyers in particular and other flyers that have targeted other good candidates across the state. Governor Stitt actually spoke about this recently himself concerning Senator Murdoch. And let me just play a clip here for those of you who might have missed it on Facebook.
We've seen it before. Anonymous, dark money, attacking conservative Republicans. This is Governor Kevin Stitt, and they spent millions against me. They couldn't be. So now they're attacking my conservative friend, State Senator Casey Murdoch. I need Casey Murdoch working with me in Oklahoma City. Casey stands for freedom and against special interest. He stands for lower taxes for the unborn, for a secure border, and against the liberal indoctrination of our children. Casey believes America needs God, faith, and family more than ever. And Casey stands for the rights of farmers and ranchers who provide food to the world, while radical environmentalists seek to destroy the beef industry. In the next few months, your mailboxes will be filled with lies from dark money groups. Throw it away, burn it, and laugh at the waste from those who will try to fool the good people of Northwest Oklahoma.
He goes on there a little bit longer, but he highlights, a very important aspect of our elections. When we talk about election integrity, this might be the most nefarious and the most important area that we need to focus on is this dark money issue, because they really hijack our elections, taking advantage, really, of the ignorance of the masses, sending out mailers one after another, and with slander. It's straight up slander is what it is. Half-truths and lies to influence our elections. What I would encourage all of you out there listening to do, when you have a door knocker, when you have a candidate come to your door, ask them, who is your consultant? Probably the most important question you can ask them.
Yes.
Who is your consultant? And I'm going to do that as well in my interviews. I'm going to start asking right off the bat, who's your consultant? And so if you want to come on the show and you're a candidate, get ready for the question, who's your consultant? Who is the one that's sending out mailers on your behalf, helping craft the message, and what is their history? Are they connected to a dark money group? All of these critical questions if we want to have true election integrity. Rhonda, you experienced it firsthand.
Yes.
What was your response whenever you got these mailers? You saw what they were saying about you.
Well, what had been going on for quite a while before those mailers came out, I probably two times a week at least. It was really unheard of. And all the times that I've been receiving text messages on political polling, they call them push polls. But actually, these are text messages that the voters will get, and they will ask for your opinion to take a survey. They want you to take a survey. These push polls, text messaging to the voters, are a way to manipulate the voters. They use it to manipulate the voters. Whoever is sending out that push poll is supporting one of those candidates.
Yep.
And
it's worded very strategically.
Right. They're supporting one of those candidates. Mm-hmm. If you happen to be the candidate that is very close to the candidate they are supporting, or maybe in the lead, like it was, from my understanding, I was neck and neck was with one of the candidates that I was running. We were neck and neck, and at one point I was in the lead. From what I've heard, I've never seen the polls, but I kept hearing the rumors. I was in the lead. So they had to really ramp up those text messaging to the people. And they were sending out, they'll ask you who you plan to vote for. If you happen to say my name, then you would get another text. That text would say something that would not be very, say something.
Not flattering.
Not very flattering about me, to try to get you to change your opinion about me. If you still decide you're going to vote for me, it would just continue on and on. And what happened about 10 days before the election, the last polling that I'm aware of that I even looked at anymore because it was so disgusting, is they actually outright lied to me. Liable?
They lied. Straight lied. They slandered you.
I mean, and what they said was, knowing that Rhonda Peterson has been removed from her position with the public schools, Would that, for going behind parents' backs and indoctrinating their children,
wow,
would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Uh-huh.
From that text that they sent to people, I have no idea how many votes I lost. Now, right. This is about 10 days before the election. But on top of that, it went on social media, it went on Nextdoor. Things are being said that weren't true about me constantly. People that never met me or talked to me,
yeah,
and even had a conversation with me, all of a sudden they knew who I was.
Right.
I mean, and even based on the fact that I was a Trump supporter and, you know, all those types of things.
But you had a big target on your back, obviously.
Oh,
I mean,
so.
You are doing so much to help get the right conservative grassroots,
yes,
people in office that represent the people. And there is a big push to shut you down, to shut those candidates down.
Yes.
Because there is an establishment here in Oklahoma. There is a stronghold, and there are those who would like to appoint
the cabal.
The little cabal, for sure.
Sure.
And they would like to, what did you say? Not just recruit, but to.
Okay, I saw an article just recently that came out. It was MSM, but it was talking about. It looks like from this that Senator Treat had said it's a very stupid move if he's really doing it. And he was talking about, it says Senate claims that governor has election interference.
Yeah. He definitely issued a warning to the governor to not interfere with elections.
But it's interesting how you hear how the leadership in both the House and the Senate, from what I allegedly understand, is that they are working with a certain consultant,
uh-huh,
to try to recruit candidates.
It's happening.
They go, I actually had one person come up to me and tell me, and this is firsthand knowledge, not someone tell me, that a certain consultant, uh-huh, and the Speaker of the House, Charles McCall, met with him. They're trying to recruit him to run.
It happens all the time. When I say it's happening, I'm not saying I know definitively that the Speaker or pro team are doing this. I'm saying it happens in politics, that people recruit. People go out and ask someone to run. That's not necessarily bad.
Right.
But we have to say, okay, what is happening behind the scenes to ensure they get in there? That's the problem. We have to go to a break.
Yes.
We have to get Sheriff Tommy Johnson. He's also in studio here for our First Responder Friday. But, Rhonda, I so appreciate what you're doing with the Lions Den.
Yes.
And on the Thursdays that you guys meet, how can people find out more about what you're doing?
Okay, everybody pretty much knows my phone number already because even it was published on that one page we all know of. My number is 405-314-9429. Send me a text message if you'd like to know more about the Lions Den, and because we do not have a website. Everything we do is voluntary. We do not raise funds. We don't have a membership fee or anything like that. So we don't even have a website because it would cost money to put up a website. And
I mean, you're truly doing
it's all
by the heart, you know, and for the cause. And
truly.
So appreciate you. Thank you for your time here this morning, Rhonda. We'll have to do it again soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. It's Rhonda Peterson with the Lions Den. Big shout out to Modus Health, great partner and sponsor of the show, helping you get aligned and healthy and whole. When you think about joint pain, you don't often think about brain health, but they do. And they'll help you connect it all and get healthy. So check them out, modushealth.com. You guys stay tuned. I have Sheriff Tommy Johnson on after the break right here on the Jake Merrick Show, Freedom 96.9.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Let's check out Freedom Traffic on this Friday morning. Yukon to downtown 25 minutes. Norman to downtown 28 minutes. Edmond to downtown 22 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown 24 minutes. Keep in mind some road closures downtown. Ceremony should start at the Bombing Memorial at about 8:45. Chance of showers tomorrow. Just buckle up and drive careful. That is Freedom Traffic.
Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, remembers the 168 lives lost, honors survivors, and expresses gratitude for those changed forever in Oklahoma City. Remembering April 19th, 1995, we remember.
Indian Motorcycles of Oklahoma City is inviting you to be the first to own the new 2024 Indian FTRX 100% R Carbon Limited Edition. It's been thoughtfully designed for the performance-minded rider who demands the absolute best of the best. Like a 120-horsepower liquid-cooled V-twin engine with 87 foot-pounds of torque and dual-disc Brembo brakes that'll make your inner hooligan smile. Indian Motorcycle of Oklahoma City, 7 Northeast 10th Automobile Alley, downtown Oklahoma City. Always wear your helmet, never drink and ride. We'll be right back.
This is Captain Meredith Herman with Oklahoma City Fire Department. Lithium ion batteries supply power to many kinds of devices, cell phones, laptops, and toys. If not used correctly, these batteries can catch fire or explode. To reduce the risk of fire, always follow manufacturer instructions. Use only the charging cord that came with the device. Do not charge a device on your bed or on a couch, and do not keep charging the device after it's fully charged. Working smoke alarms save lives. Test your smoke alarm monthly. Oklahoma City residents can request free smoke alarms from the Oklahoma City Fire Department. OKC.gov for more information.
Hey, I'm Alexis.
And I'm Jonathan.
We are the owners of Okie Dokie Bakery. Got a craving for homemade sweets and treats?
We've got giant stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen.
Locally owned and operated, Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Family recipes passed down from many generations of Oklahomans.
We are now open. Come by the new store off Reno and Sarah Road. And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
The events of the world remind us why we're here with 100,000 watts of freedom. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m.
When lawmakers can't make that case to the voter, it's not voters' problem that lawmakers are morons. It's not the voters' responsibility to make the case for what the lawmakers are intending to do with this money. It's the lawmakers' job. That's why you're in the seat. And if you feel like that's too much to ask of you, then maybe get out of it.
You can hear me every weekday from 2 to 5 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Truth about your state every morning, right here on the Jake Merrick Show, the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to the show, 7:24 a.m. It is Friday, so we like to honor our first responders.
This is First Responder Friday with Jake Merrick on Freedom 96.9.
All right, First Responder Friday, and here to help us with that is Sheriff Tommy Johnson. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Man, thank you for having me here. It's always good to come here.
Well, you know, it's always good to have you, and I just want to make sure you're not bored, you're sitting at home just twiddling your thumbs, you know, so I want to give you something to do on today. Yes. We were just talking about how busy you are.
Yes,
and
yes.
Especially, I mean, not only the duties of sheriff, but then we're an election campaign, yes. I mean, season, you know, and so, man, that just adds to it. And yes. What's that like right now, managing the duties of your normal duties of sheriff, and then also campaign season?
Well, you know, the normal duties of sheriff, it's a pleasure to serve in this capacity, and so you give your all to that. But then when you talk about, hey, I've been elected once, this second election feels so much different because it's like I look out at the guys and gals that we've put in place who have made this place absolutely tremendous. And you don't do it so much for yourself. You're working 2-3 times harder for them because you know, that's who you represent now. Like, that's who you serve, and you want to make sure that this trajectory that we are on, this positive trajectory, keeps going. And how you do that is, you know, staying in office and being able to stay in the seat and give them what they need to be successful.
Right. You know, we talk all the time about the role of the sheriff and the fact that you are elected by the people.
Yep.
It just, we see the significance of that more and more as the days unfold and where people feel like they're left in the dark,
yes.
You know, and they feel like they don't have a voice. But to have someone that will truly be elected by them, mm-hmm. and then represent them while in office is huge. And
yes,
it's so rare these days.
It is.
And so I think that's why you have so much support, is because they see that you understand the role, mm-hmm. is to really protect and represent those who elected you to do this, mm-hmm. to protect them in the county. And so, you know, I'm sure that you're talking even more to all the groups.
Yes.
Rhonda, we just had her on with
yes.
the Lion's Den. She said Tommy's going to be there next time.
Yes.
And so you're out there engaging with the people. What are you hearing? What's your feedback from the people as you engage with them?
Certainly positive. You know, anytime you can talk about an elected official, a statesman, as I like to consider myself, that goes out and makes promises on their campaign side and completely delivers everything that you said you were going to do while you're in office. That is something that people can appreciate. I will tell you, folks are old-fashioned. They just want people to do what you say you're going to do. That's it.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the appreciation comes from. Also, it comes from being accessible. You know, I didn't get elected and put myself behind a desk and never come out. I've always said, I'm going to give this back to the people who put me here. And so I invest a ton of time in our community and going and seeing and engaging and speaking to different groups and speaking to different clubs, because that's what they deserve from me. They elected me and they deserve to see me.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was speaking with Sheriff West out of Canadian County not too long ago, and he was saying that, that it's so important for him to have the right kind of deputies that he can trust to go out and do the day-to-day stuff, because, you know, he has to do a lot of administrative stuff, a lot of engagement with the communities. Yes. And so what's your perspective on that, and how do you select the right kind of deputies?
One, you know, certainly having a sports background, you understand, you know, a team building function that goes into it, where you say we can't have all of the same. Everybody has unique and individual talents. Once you see that, you put them in place. You don't micromanage them. You let them go and watch them surprise you with their ingenuity and the things that they create that have made the agency, you know, truly special. And that's what I can say about our agency. We have put people in place and let them go and let them work and let them be brilliant. I always say I'm the beneficiary because just pour into these resources, pour into these guys, and man, and it's just been, it's been absolutely amazing what the product that they put out.
Well, and you know teams, because you said, hey, you're a coach as well. Add to the duties is a coach of your son's team.
Yes.
And, well, you know, I admire that. You're a family man. And, well, you said your son is Tommy Johnson the fourth.
Yep,
you're the third and the fourth.
Yes.
Is there going to be a fifth, you think?
You know what? Prayerfully, my son keeps it going, because there is no greater honor than to get your father's name.
That's amazing. Yes. Tommy, I so appreciate you being here this morning.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Sheriff Tommy Johnson with Oklahoma County for your First Responder Friday. You guys stay tuned. A very special day as we remember the Oklahoma City Memorial, the bombing, and those lives who were lost. We have Charles Key coming on after the break, former representative who's done a deep dive into this. We'll hear from him and remember those lives that were lost. You guys stay tuned on the Jake Merrick Show, Freedom 96.9.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's military is not commenting on reports it carried out strikes on targets in Iran, retaliation for last week's Iranian drone and missile attacks on Israel. Forced from the campaign trail by the judge presiding over his criminal trial in New York, former President Trump is lamenting the current state of the nation. 12 jurors have been selected to hear the case. 5 additional alternates have yet to be chosen. More than 100 anti-Israel protesters arrested on the campus of New York's Columbia University. The Biden administration has finalized rules that would restrict new oil and gas leasing and development in portions of a federal petroleum reserve in Alaska. Watching Wall Street, stock futures in the red so far this morning. The Dow futures are down 24 points, NASDAQ futures off 27, and the S&P futures down 1 point. More details at srnnews.com.
Yeah, hard to find agreement on much these days, except here's one thing: how we pay for health care. It's too complex, it's too expensive, it's frustrating. Very few people are happy with it. And some people have genuine moral reservations about some of the stuff they're now forced to pay for. This is why MediShare is so refreshing. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined and are much happier with it. And not just because they're glad to be part of a Christian community that shares with each other, or how it all works so reliably, or the exceptional customer service, or the massive network of providers. With MediShare, you save a substantial amount of money. For 30 years now, members have been saving an average of 50% on their health care, because when you share, you save. And you don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value and something you're much happier with. Call now, 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
And now the weather.
The weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. We're going to be cooler the next couple of days as we're starting out cloudy today. Some sunshine pokes through in the afternoon, but then we're right back under clouds tonight. The high hits 64, overnight low 48. Could see some rain in the morning tomorrow, otherwise cloudy 57. Staying cloudy on Sunday 63, and then the sun comes out for Monday. With a look at your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Americans agree on one thing.
that 2024 will be a pivotal year for our country. Stay informed on the candidates and the issues that impact your freedom by listening to the new Freedom 96.9. Mornings, at noon, and on your drive home. Because freedom is too important to ignore. We're the new Freedom 96.9.
Hi, I'm Dustin, and this is Jasper. We're with Discount Garage Door. We've served Oklahoma for over 23 years, and we sincerely appreciate all of our customers for trusting us with all their garage door needs. Some out-of-state companies are trying to hit home runs on everyday jobs, so it's very important to find a company you can trust to get the job done right. At Discount Garage Door, we provide same-day service, no hidden fees, and a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. So give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Sugar Creek Casino presents Jason Bolin and the Stragglers. Live Saturday, May 4th at Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. Celebrating their 25th anniversary tour, Jason Bolin and the Stragglers. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com. Don't miss Jason Bolin and the Stragglers live at Sugar Creek Casino. Celebrating their 25th anniversary tour, Jason Bolin and the Stragglers. Live Saturday, May 4th, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
Before I came to the Nerve Renewal Clinic, I had difficulties walking, my feet burning, no sleep at night, and couldn't play with my grandchildren.
My name is Sarah, and I'm a nurse practitioner here at Nerve Renewal Neuropathy Clinic. One of the things I see all the time is patients that were having difficulty falling asleep due to pain. After coming to Nerve Renewal, our patients are able to sleep better at night, play with their grandchildren more, and go for walks without being in a lot of pain.
And since I've been coming here, I can finally walk better, sleep better, and be able to do the activities with my grandchildren.
If you're living with pain, call Nerve Renewal today. You really have nothing to lose, and most insurances do cover it, and you could improve your quality of life.
If you're suffering from pain, burning, or numbness due to neuropathy, schedule your consultation with Nerve Renewal now. Our non-invasive treatments are covered by Medicare, VA, and most insurance companies, and could have you pain-free within a few short weeks. With 5 convenient locations in OKC, Edmond, Norman, and Midwest City, relief is right around the corner. Call 405-674-4949. That's 405-674-4949. Or visit Nerve Renewal now.
Local news with national impact, right here on the Jake Merrick Show on the new Freedom 96.9.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. 7:35 a.m., 47 degrees outside, and a very special day. April 19th, 1995 was the deadliest act of homegrown terrorism in the U.S. history. 168 people lost their lives here in Oklahoma, and it changed the state. It impacted the world, but it changed the state. And it out of that came Oklahoma strong. We saw Oklahomans coming together like never before. And just want to take a moment to remember those lives lost. And, of course, radio silence is never a good thing, so I'm not going to take a moment of silence. But I do want to play a song that I think that we all can appreciate, God Bless America, God Bless the USA, Lee Greenwood. And as we just play a bit of this song, it's just a time of reflection and remembrance for the lives that were lost.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
All right, and God bless those families that suffered loss this day back in 1995. So as we consider and remember those lives lost, it's also important for us to take a look at the details of the actual day. And here to help us do that is former Representative Charles Key. Welcome to the show, Charles.
Great to be here again, Jake. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, last time you were here, we talked about your latest book, Stolen Government, a revision of your book, Stolen Government, and where you highlight some, I believe, probably some of the most significant things in our state is the structure of our government and what is working against the people and shutting down their representatives. And so I just like to highlight that. I think it's something I encourage all listeners to read. But it also helps us understand you and where you're coming from. You don't take things just on their surface. I mean, you didn't just walk into the House and say, oh, this is the way it is, we have to accept it. It's saying, I think that we need to question things and maybe make it better. And I see that you applied that same kind of critical analysis to the bombing. And when you looked at it, what did you see?
I saw a lot of big question marks, lots of them, and they just grew and got bigger and more as time went by, and I felt compelled to do something about it. It was, as much as it sounds, whatever, idealistic or something, you know, none of us do this all the time, but I had a talk with myself, like, can I look at this stuff and just say somebody else, that's somebody else's problem, or the Fed's issue, or law enforcement, or whatever. I felt compelled to pursue it, and, you know, the rest is history, as they say, kind of a thing. But there were things such as all these witnesses that saw McVeigh driving the Ryder truck in downtown Oklahoma City, finding the Murrah building and stopping at various locations, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone sees McVeigh with someone else. Even the federal prosecutors that brought their evidence before the preliminary hearing in El Reno when they first brought charges against him, right after they had picked him up in El Reno, their whole case brought before that preliminary hearing was all eyewitnesses who saw McVeigh, and they saw one or more people with McVeigh, wherever the location was. So that was a big question mark right there. Now, wait a minute, what about these other people? And after about a year, as the case went on, leading to the federal trials, the FBI and Justice Department intentionally worked to eliminate any other persons, and they came out at one point and said, well, we've discovered this, why the people at the Eldon's Body Shop at the Ryder rental truck shop up in Kansas, where the truck was allegedly rented, those people, sorry, I got distracted for a second.
You're good.
You know, those people all saw somebody else with McVeigh.
Yeah, you have less than 226 witnesses that placed him with other men in the days before the bombing, and then we actually have a testimony from Dana Bradley, who lost her children, her mother, and her leg in the bombing. She testified that she saw McVeigh with another man, and this is called the fabled John Doe number two, right? So was this completely just dropped? What happened with this pursuit, or was there a pursuit of John Doe number two?
Well, you know, back in the day, those years after the bombing, when I was so involved and so many others were, and we were in the news all the time talking about this, we tried to be careful because you get attacked and beat up. But as I look back at this almost 30 years later, now I see, you know, what was really going on, and not do I just see it and think it. We put a 555-page report together with all of the evidence in it. We can see now, and we know because of the government's own documents, ATF field documents and others, that they had undercover agents in these various groups and that were part of the groups that were the people that were trying to go blow up a building and do other crazy things. And they wanted to cover that up because it would reveal, according to them, you know, it would reveal some of these undercover agents and put people at harm's risk.
Wow.
And all of us kind of get that. We hear that from law enforcement or people like that. But I'm thinking, you know, this bombing was not really what it appears to be. It was started as a fake sting operation by the feds to make the ATF look good because of what had happened at both Ruby Ridge and Waco. I say that because those kinds of officials have said that to other people within government, that it was the genesis of the bombing was a sting operation, a fake sting operation, not a real sting operation, a fake one, just to make them look good from how bad they looked because of Waco. When you start looking at all this, you know, I'm thinking about the people that were there innocently and were killed because of it. And because of this fake sting operation, frankly.
Wow. Yeah. Here with former Representative Charles Key. You know, you mentioned the ATF, one of the components of this conspiracy theory, if you want to call it that, is looking at the ATF, and they were mysteriously not in their office that morning. So
exactly.
What I mean, how was that explained away?
Well, it's they be clear so people understand this. There were no ATF employees in the ATF office that morning. There were ATF employees that officed in the DEA office. I talked to one of them, and they were in their office, those two people.
Getting a little bit of interference there with your cell phone, just if you could repeat that.
Yeah, there were no ATF employees in the ATF office that morning. We know that. There was one that claimed he was in an elevator that free fell. The photo early in the early days by both the private elevator company that was there on the scene and the GSA, the government agency that oversaw the elevators that morning. They were lucky they weren't actually in the Murrah building at the time it blew up. But they inspected the elevators and found that the elevators had no one was in the elevators. No one had broken themselves out of it, and there was no evidence that the elevators fell. And that's the point being that this agent and another person claimed they were in a free-falling elevator that fell about five or six stories. And all the elevator people say, well, one thing you want to ask them is how did they possibly survive it? Because that would almost always kill people when you're in a situation like that.
Yeah, that's a long ways to fall. Lots of questions surrounding this. We're here with former Representative Charles Key. And we'll just kind of go through a list of some of these questions that surround this. Other bombs. So there was actually a report that the Murrah building was experiencing catastrophic damage before the truck bomb blew off the front of the building. So has this been confirmed from those within the building that the building was actually starting to crumble before the bomb actually went off?
You've got people that, well, the one I think says the most is there was a computer meeting getting ready to start on the ninth floor. It was talking to the people saying, let's take our chairs and sit down. And then this building started to shake. She had enough time to say, hey, this feels like an earthquake. Everybody ought to get underneath their desk, which they did. And then the explosion came through the windows. All unanimously say, that's not the devices work, meaning the truck bomb outside, they're feeling that truck bomb go off, and it takes a while for it to blow through the windows at all. That means there were other explosive devices placed on header beams and columns, and that they were going off, and that's what those people were experiencing. There's others in the building that had the exact same description of what they felt, what they claim helped save their lives. They got under their desk. One man said, you know, I used to work in California for a long time and felt like an earthquake because we experienced them so much out there. I immediately got under my desk and this would save me.
Yeah. We have a report from Jack Gobin, I think is how you say his name, of the Department of Agriculture, who said that he felt an earthquake sensation and got under his desk before the collapse. And so there's questions then, were there bombs inside the building prior to the big blast?
Well, and in addition to that, Jake, you have Randall Heather, who was a bomb expert for on channel.
Sorry there, Charles. We're just getting a little bit of interference there from your cell phone. It's always interesting when we're talking about the ATF or the FBI, we start getting interference. Got questions around that. but go ahead. I'll let you repeat that.
Well, so Channel 4 is interviewing this expert on that morning of that day of the bombing. They had people coming in the studio, like Governor Keating and others. And both Governor Keating and this Randall Heather, at separate times being interviewed, said, yeah, well, they found other explosive devices, and this is a good thing because it's going to help them find the people that did this, et cetera, et cetera. We have other documentation from even the military, DOD Command Center, referencing the other explosive device or devices that they took out of there. And it goes on, Jake, et cetera, et cetera. We don't have enough time on this show to talk about it all, really.
Exactly. In fact, Charles, if you have time, I need to go to a break. Would you be able to come back and wrap up a few more points surrounding the questions around this bombing? I appreciate it. Yep. Here with former Representative Charles Key. We're going to go to a break, and coming back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the, the events surrounding the bombing, as we remember the victims and pay tribute to them and respect them and the families that suffered so much loss, this is not intended to disrespect them at all or minimize that at all, but it is a pursuit of truth to figure out exactly what happened here. So we'll dive deeper into this when we get back after the break. First, I want to give a big shout, of course, to McGuire Capital, a great partner sponsor of the show, helping you get your financial house in order. And man, that's what we need. We need our house in order in many areas, but financially, especially, we need to take care of that. So if you need help there with the right investment, reach out to Malcolm McGuire at McGuire Capital. You can find more information at McGuireCap.com. Got more from former Representative Charles Key after the break right here on the Jake Merrick Show, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Let's check out Freedom traffic on this Friday morning. Yukon to downtown, 25 minutes. Norman to downtown, 28 minutes. Edmond to downtown, 22 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown, 24 minutes. Keep in mind some road closures downtown. Ceremony should start at the bombing memorial at about 8:45. Chance of showers tomorrow. Just buckle up and drive careful. That is Freedom traffic.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, remembers the 168 lives lost, honors survivors, and expresses gratitude for those changed forever in Oklahoma City. Remembering April 19th, 1995, we remember.
It happens every year, and here we go again. It's Truck Month at Stevens Ford in Enid. Truck Month means even greater Stevens Ford discounts, higher Ford incentives, and lower financing rates. If you've had any thought about trading for a new Ford, this is your chance to make your thoughts reality at a money-saving price. Maverick, Ranger, F-150, Super Duty, cab and chassis, they're all included in this annual event. But at Stevens Ford in Enid, the savings don't stop with trucks, because we put Truck Month savings on every new Ford vehicle in stock. Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport? You bet. They're all included and available. And whatever you do, don't let a low credit score keep you from these savings, because our goal is always 100% credit approval. We never take no for an answer when it comes to getting you approved. Truck Month means greater savings at Stevens Ford and Enid. And remember, we'll beat any deal, and I do mean any deal, regardless, at Stevens Ford and Enid.
Now that spring is here, it's the perfect time to stop by Rock Knoll Animal Hospital to get your furry friend updated on vaccinations, chipping, and testing for heartworms. At Rock Knoll Animal Hospital, we treat your pets as if they were our very own. We're located at 6715 Southwestern, just north of I-240 in Oklahoma City. Rest assured, we have all your pets' medical and wellness care needs. Make an appointment at 405-634-5700. Our website's rockknoll.com, and like us on Facebook. Rock Knoll Animal Hospital, 405-634-5700.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, remembers the 168 lives lost, honors survivors, and expresses gratitude for those changed forever in Oklahoma City. Remembering April 19th, 1995, we remember.
Dan Bongino.
I don't owe you anything. It's not me attacking you. It's not me being rhetorically aggressive. I'm making a statement of fact. I don't owe you anything. I don't know you. I get nothing from your student loans. I didn't take them. I don't know why you did or didn't finish your degree. I don't owe you anything. And maybe taking the edge off it a little bit, you don't owe me anything either.
The Dan Bongino Show, weekdays 11 to 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. All things Oklahoma, right here on the Jake Merrick Show on the new Freedom 96.9.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Here with former Representative Charles Key, talking about the bombing, the Oklahoma City bombing on the 29th anniversary of the bombing. Welcome back to the show, Charles.
Thank you.
Well, we've discussed a lot. Just a reminder to the listeners, if you missed any of the previous conversation, you can access the archive shows at freedom969.com. You don't want to miss any of the details here. We're going to dig in a little bit deeper. Now, Charles, you were actually working on a very in-depth report covering this whole story in detail, right?
Well, we already produced one quite a few years ago that's 555 pages long. and there's a few copies left, and I think people can go to the internet and get one. But it's got like 100 and some odd color photos and sketches by experts that show what did and didn't happen, could and couldn't happen. It's got a 155-page appendix of government documents and all kinds of stuff, and it covers every aspect of this. It's actually the evidence that we receive, the information and evidence we receive that's of a quality that would go before a jury or grand jury, with a few exceptions. And so it's real evidence. It's not, hey, they said this and somebody said that. It's proof. And it stood that, Jake, think about this. People ought to think about this. We produced that probably a little over 20 years ago.
Hmm.
And nobody sued us. Nobody's tried to, you know, dispute it or anything. So that's the one you're referring to. As far as my story and what we did here, those of us that fought this battle for a long time, I'm working on that story right now, but that story hadn't been told yet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you were all over, of course, the news. Mainstream media obviously called you an extremist. And, you know, I wonder, I ask, has that hindered you at all? Was there ever a moment where you felt like, is this worth it with the attacks and the labels that came with this?
Well, it's really odd, and, you know, people say things like I'm getting ready to say right now all the time, but it was one of the times in my life where I really experienced this. I felt compelled to do this, and along the way, I felt like God gave me the strength to just put up with the crap and stuff that happened and keep going, you know?
Well,
and that's the only answer to that, really.
I believe in grace. I believe there's grace for the moment and grace for the task ahead of us. And so that's what we're called to. You know, we'll get to some of the details here before we, in the last few minutes of the show. Talk to me about this report from Air Force General Benton Parton. He for years headed the Air Force Armament Laboratory. What was his finding when he examined the evidence?
Could not have happened the way the feds say it did. And the experts we had, he's the top of the list, and experts say he's the expert's expert. Several of them told me that. It was really impressive. He oversaw the Air Force's testing at Eglin Air Force Base and elsewhere on explosive devices, how they worked, what they would and wouldn't do. They'd blow up. They'd build buildings, blow them up, and test them. He was the overseer of all of that. He was behind it all. He had the expertise. His report is inside our report that I just referred to, but he started writing a kind of a report immediately after the bombing because he could tell that that really was not what happened, a bomb out front that could do that kind of damage and that much damage can't happen. And so he started writing his own report with the help of an attorney firm up in the D.C. area where he lived. He came up with his own report that I just referred to that's in the Oklahoma City bombing report. And it's very detailed and very obvious, I think. That's
one of the things he was quoted to say is he said the massive destruction was primarily the result of four demolition charges placed at critical structural points at the third floor level. I mean, how is this not all over the news? Do we still
Are you still there?
Yeah. Make sure you're still there.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just asking. We got this. The expert of the experts giving this testimony that there were, his conclusion, four demolition charges placed at critical structural points at the third floor level, and there's crickets.
Well, I think, Jake, and we're in a time right now where I think people are really ready to hear this. We give the government too much leeway. We give them too much credit. They're just people, and there's people that make mistakes, and there's people that do things wrong intentionally, et cetera, et cetera. And we need to look more critically at things that the government's involved in. And that's really the answer is they, you know, a sting operation that's just made up, a fake sting operation. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, what could go wrong? If it goes wrong, which it did, it blew up figuratively and literally in everybody's faces.
Wow. We have Sam Cohen, and he was the inventor of the neutron bomb. He agreed with General Benton Parton. He said, I believe the demolition charges in the building were placed inside at certain key concrete columns, and that did the primary damage to the Muro Federal Building. And he said it would have been absolutely impossible and against the law of nature for a truck full of fertilizer and fuel oil, no matter how much was used, to bring the building down. So that leaves us with the question is, who planted the charges, and why have they not been brought to justice?
Exactly. And the experts we have, it's like a who's who. Sam Cohen, inventor of the neutron bomb. We had Galen Windsor, one of the inventors of the atomic bomb. A man named Roger Raubach, who's, you read his credentials, it's just perfect for this. He teaches and consults his whole life on these issues. They all agree. They all agree.
Wow. And then you have testimony from Oklahoma City Fire Marshal Dick Miller. He reported that a second bomb had been found with a timer set to go off 10 minutes after the first explosions. And, I mean, the conclusion is, was that set to target first responders?
That's what is speculated. But then in addition to he, there's also paramedics that were right up immediately on the scene that we got their affidavits in that report where they say they had conversations with ATF agents or other agents while they were standing there taking care of somebody that was hurt. In the conversations, and there's multiple paramedics, you can read about them, but they say, yeah, we found another bomb with a timer on it. They got it out of there. It's a good thing they got it out. And then another conversation was that why we got the call not to come in this morning? Oh, you guys weren't in there? No. Because the paramedic had just said to them, you know, your fellow employees are stuck in the building. We got to get in there and help them. And they said, no, we got a call to not come in that morning.
Charles, we're out of time. I appreciate your time. How can people access this report? Did you say, is it available online?
They could go to Amazon, and if they could look me up, well, they could just go to Amazon and find them there.
Okay, We'll get the link to that and post that. But Charles, I so appreciate your time this morning.
You bet. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate it.
You bet. It's former Rep. Charles Key doing an in-depth investigation on the bombing. And again, we just, our hearts go out to those families who suffered loss. We remember them this special day. We have a memorial this morning at 8:45 today at the site of the Oklahoma City bombing. So you guys can go check that out. I appreciate your time. You guys have an amazing weekend. Keep standing, keep fighting, keep hoping. And let's do it again Monday.
Jake Marriage Show is a product of Freedom 96.9. All content is the property of Chaplin Broadcasting, and the use of the broadcast without consent is prohibited.